Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Welcome back to another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned into Devil Radio, 92.7 FM. And what is that? 1580 AM here in Madison, if you can pick it up. And then, of course, we got WAUK, 540 AM and 101 FM. Caw-caw, the Shaw. Anyhow, what a week, huh? I had a blast, man. I put in, like, 3 hours at the Capitol on Wednesday and 5 hours on Thursday. Just thick. I got the call, man. It just told me to go, and boy, am I glad I went. But I'm not going to talk about that first today. We've got a special guest that's going to be coming on, King Rick, who has been, following and pursuing the police and the information following the Quadron Wilson shooting. That was, I think it's like 3 weeks ago plus 2 days now. Something like that. Oh, you noticed I can't see you. Oh, and you even sent me a message that told me how to do it. Okay, now I can see you, Jason. That's great. So anyway, I'm going to have Milwaukee Black Panther King Rick. He's going to be calling in a few minutes here. And then we're going to let him do the talking. And I want people to listen. But it's just crazy, man. I've been watching the news close, right? And since February started, it's like this complete attack on. Hey, no shame at all, right? No shame at all for us to be openly racist. I mean, it's that month, man. This is the month where white people have to push back. So I'm down at the Capitol, and I'm like, dudes, you don't know. I'm going to make the sign that says I am critical race theory. And then I'm going to tell you who my family is and who I am. And it has nothing to do with color, man. It has to do with your human. And I guess, like Republicans, I'm giving them a hard time this week. I'm like, what is it that you guys, what your idea of not being racist is what, legislating against everybody that's poor? No, it just shows that you're not human. And I'll tell you what, I'm not getting a whole lot of pushback. There's a couple of young cops that are just, they don't like my style, right? They'll get used to it. I had some guy riding his motorcycle. I want to save that for later. So anyway, I was in Cassville, and I know that Quadron Wilson's hearing in front of the judge or whatever was yesterday. And, of course, I wasn't around. And when I get down there, I got to get a different phone service. Because as soon as I get west and head past basically Mount Horeb, I got no signal, folks. No. I got to stop at the gas station, ask them their Wi-Fi so I can make a phone call. So it's time to get rid of Boost Mobile. Boost, which I don't know where it's located, but pretty much every time I call, I can't understand what they're saying.
Hey, you can try that that Mint Mobile.
$15 a month. It's like one of my favorite actors, man.
Well, yeah, and it's a Canadian company.
Nobody swears like that guy. When him and Samuel L. Jackson together was just like, just keep replaying that, man. By the end of the movie, everybody was good at saying MF-er, man. I'm not bad at it either, but I just can't say it on the radio, but
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm not even going to write it out on signs, but I've already decided, MFER on a sign is like, it's not that bad. So, the cops were mad at me because some tall, Trumpy biker dude, old guy, was going to, he's telling me that Evers and Foxconn, and I'm like, what? Dude. He's like, well, you don't know how to read. And I go, you apparently can't even read these simple pizza box signs. And cop's like, Mike. And I'm like, what? All these children. And I'm like, dude, these kids are smarter than the guy I'm arguing with. And it's no problem having them see the truth in real life and stuff. Is it, what, were you a Skywalker fan or something? I mean, look at this state. It's awful. And it's only going to get worse. Until, I don't even know if it's until. But I've decided that, you know, best way to get these guys is just go up to the Capitol and put it right in front of their faces, you know. I'm telling you, people, it's much more. And I know there's people that are going to be, that are doing this in other places right now that are going to hook up with me at the Capitol in the next couple weeks. And because this isn't just like a one-time deal for me. This is like, I feel like doing this every day again because you guys suck. And I warned you people that, yeah, I'm going to pull out the old signs for some of you guys still hanging around here. Oh, still hanging around here doing legislation against the poor people and the people of Wisconsin, right? So anyway, I don't know if we got a problem with King Rick. Maybe we, you know, because it's like 12 after. And I was hoping that he could do like a Zoom call here. Maybe or something. Is there anything I got to do here or no?
I'm watching for it. I don't see him jumping on the Zoom yet. Oh, wait, now I see him.
Is he?
Yeah, he just came in there.
That's because I was supposed to probably push this button.
You have to.
Okay, awesome.
All right, can you admit him? You just have to admit him.
I did.
Okay, admit him, and then we should be good once he unmutes, and we're good to go.
Yeah, we'll find out. Am I muting him?
Oh, no, I think he's unmuted. See if he's there.
Hey, Rick. King Rick.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, man. How are you?
I'm all right.
Okay. So, you know what? I've wasted enough breath so far. I want you to talk about from start to where we are, you know, after yesterday's hearing, because you do the play-by-play, and I'll be the color guy. I'll be the color guy.
Okay, my friend. As you know, Quadrin Wilson was stopped by 21 law enforcement officials in Madison, Wisconsin, on a correctional warrant. He was boxed in from the front and the back. These officers converged on his vehicle and riddled it with 20 bullets or more. And five of them lodged in his back. And might I add, this was when his hands were up and he was unarmed. Subsequently, as the racist law enforcement in America, and I say America with 3 Ks, does, they took him to the hospital, gave him emergency surgery, and then put him back into the Dane County jail. Took him from the hospital. So he's been getting inferior treatment at Dane County. He's been in pain. And, you know, they're not changing his pads or anything like that. So the family of Quadrin Wilson, and I support them, and members of the community are upset that another black male is subjected to the racist actions of America and its Gestapo-like police force. So as of yesterday, our brother Quadrin went to court. They're trying to railroad him now. You know, I think this is just how America works. They're trying to railroad him now. They wanted him to be held on a $5,000 bond for something that happened in 2020. I'm not sure of what it was, but, you know, I'm gonna let the attorneys and the family deal with that. Instead of that, the judge said there was little to no evidence to support that. So he's going to give him a $1,000 bill, but he can't be released due to the PO hold. So the original Black Panthers, along with the family, this week went down to the Department of Corrections in Madison, Wisconsin, and demanded that he be released. So we have a meeting coming up with them really soon. And it just goes to show you the beliefs and attitude of America. The laws and attitude of America were never designed to protect the people it oppresses. And who does it oppress? It oppresses black and brown people. Black and brown people. So you mean to tell me that this individual, well, these two individuals, and I'm gonna give you their name, DCI Special Agent Mark Wagner and DCI Special Agent Nathan, I forget his last name, but it's Nathan something, Presky, Pesky Presky. He's a pesky son of a gun anyway.
Right.
Yeah, they finally released the names. The sheriff department finally released the names. And subsequently, a lot of people don't know that DCI Special Agent Mark Wagoner is a former Milwaukee police officer, sergeant, who was charged in federal court for killing another individual. And he had numerous complaints of excessive police force and police brutality. And so he left the racist Milwaukee Police Department and came down to Madison and joined the DCI. And look what happened. They have continuously unleashed their racist dogs on our community. So that's what's happening with the case now. We're going to demand that the PO hold be dropped and that he be released so he can get into the hospital for some prime health care. Because I don't care what anybody says. If you're locked up in any kind of jail, I wouldn't care if it's the best jail in the world or in America. It doesn't equate to the same care you can get that you can get at a hospital. And I'm wondering why. Why has it taken so long for them to release the names? Why haven't they charged these officers with attempted murder? Because there was 21 of them, and there was over 21 shots that riddled that car. Why haven't they charged them with that? And just yesterday, they released two of the names, and these were the two officers who subsequently did the shooting. So it took this long to do that, and it seems like to me that the Department of Corrections is in on it. I think they're trying to sweep it under the rug and just make sure or try to make sure that it goes away. And it's not going away. It is a cover up, and America needs to be outraged about that, because this is another black male who was shot by those who are paid to protect and serve. And by the grace of God and the ancestors, he didn't die. So that's where we're at with that case. And you know, we're going to continue to do what we do, hold them accountable, rallies, all that kind of thing, shutdowns. We want to shut down Madison. We want to shut Madison down. We want to do it economically first. Because if we can take money out of their pockets, because as you know, if you don't, I'm going to tell you, people of color spend over $1.5 trillion a year on goods and services. Now, just think if we stop doing that. Just think we stopped doing that in Madison, Wisconsin, Wisconsin state capital. And might I add, if people don't know, Wisconsin is the most racist and segregated city in America. And I say America with three Ks. So it's not surprising that that happened here. It's not surprising at all. And just look what just was happening all over the country. There was another no-knock warrant shooting in Minneapolis with Amir Locke, where they busted into his home and shot and killed him. And then yesterday, the police officer, Kim Potter, got a slap on the wrist for, she says it was an accident. She used her taser she used her gun instead of using her taser, which I think is a joke, because she was a police officer that would train people in using tasers. This is just another attempt to diminish and to kill people of color. And I'm not just talking black people. I'm talking about brown people. I'm talking about yellow people. I'm talking about red people, people of color. And the only way to stop that is if we stop that. We have to make sure that anytime that is done, we hold America accountable by any means necessary. And I'm not just talking violence now. I'm talking revolution economically. But if that doesn't work, then America needs to burn. But we're going to give the economic part first. You know, if we take money out of their pockets, oh, they're going to scream, they're going to holler. And just think, if all these professional athletes stop playing until the dynamics of racist America change, it would change overnight.
Hey, look at all the unprovoked white violence that's committed in this country. I mean, it's not provoked. We know why all this is happening, and I'm going to tell you right now, it's not a coincidence that it's all happening in February. It's not a coincidence that they let out Laquan McDonald's murdering cop, who looks like he's straight from Nazi Germany. I'm not kidding, man. I read people. You know, this dude, preacher at the Capitol one time said, you know, it's good that I'm taller than you because I can see right over you. And I said, well, it's a good thing I can see into your chest because it's clear you have no heart and no soul. And when you talk to people that don't have a heart or a soul, it crumbles them. And that's what I did all week at the Capitol, and I'm going to keep doing it, man, because I've been working on this a long time. None of my children will have the same privileges that I had because they all have brown skin. And you're looking at one of the,
I think, the most proud grandpa that ever lived. I love those kids and miss them so much. And they're going to come back. They're going to come back. But I don't know how long you want to stay. You want to talk some more or do you want
to? Well, yeah, we could talk a little bit more. I just wanted to tell you I appreciate you inviting me on your show.
Oh, hey, what an honor it is for me to have you on. I mean, come on. This is like me reliving my past with you. I'm a product of 1961. Okay.
Okay.
Hey, you turn that upside down, it's still 1961.
You got that right. And if you'll notice, and I'm going to, you know, I'll give you a little bit of my history. I have been involved with the Black Panther Party of Self-Defense since the age of 10, starting out in the early 70s as a Panther Cub in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Then a part of the Black Panther Militia in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, under Commander Mike McGee, which is a former alderman there, and now leader of the original Black Panthers. So I'll be 60 this year. And that is 50 years of my life that I've been involved in the struggle. And we have to understand that the Black Panther Party of Self-Defense, and this is Black History Month, the shortest month of the year. Anyway, the Black Panther Party of Self-Defense started in 1966 in Oakland, California, by Dr. Huey P. Newton and Bobby Seals. It was designed to fight against racism, oppression, injustice, inequality, and police brutality. And a lot of people don't know that the Black Panther Party of Self-Defense is responsible for some of the programs that are still active today. Can you say the breakfast programs that we have in school? Original Black Panthers were responsible for that. Can you say the WIC program? The Black Panther Party of Self-Defense was responsible for that. Can you say free health care when we were giving free health care and free ambulance services? A lot of people don't know that. In Oakland, California, they provided ambulance services for individuals in the inner city to go to the hospital because the ambulance refuses to go there. So, and food programs, all of that.
Hey, don't forget the street lights at the busy intersections where kids couldn't cross the street, right?
Guys, yeah. This is
right,
so great.
Lights too. And people don't do the history. They think that the Black Panther Party is some racist or hate group. No, we are against racism. We are against police brutality. We're against oppression. We are against injustice. We are against inequality. You cannot fight hate with hate.
We'll be right back, man.
Racism with racism.
Save that passion. We're coming right back.
Okay.